This is the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission, highlighting the good in our community. And it would not be the Common Good Radio Show if we did not give praise to a very loving Father that blesses us so very much, that has made this all possible, makes it so I get to do a radio show every week. And this week I got Sharon Stewart with Nexa Mortgage here with me. And I usually like to start the show off with the Lord's Prayer, and it goes a little something like this. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Yeah, absolutely. And once again, this is the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I'm Pastor John McClain. And today, we have a special guest here with us in studio, someone that we haven't had before. And it's a subject that we actually haven't ever spoke about on this show.
Awesome.
So this is going to be pretty special. And we have Sharon Stewart, a new friend of mine with Nexa Mortgage. Thank you for joining us, Sharon.
Sure. Thank you for having me. I appreciate you.
Yeah, absolutely. And you and I met, actually we've bumped into each other I think a couple times at the Sands Club, but we actually got a chance to get familiar with each other and really get to know exactly what each other was about, and kind of saw that we get along really well on top of everything else at the last Tuesday speed networking event at the Arizona Sands Club. Those who don't know of the Arizona Sands Club, certainly check it out. Yeah, but I guess let's jump right into it and tell us, what is it that you do? What is Nexa Mortgage? And then we'll jump into kind of the deeper fat of things.
Okay.
Yeah. The deeper fat. No, not the deeper fat.
No. Yeah. As you said, my name is Sharon. I work for Nexa Mortgage. And as we had discussed earlier when we were talking the other day, I work for a wholesale mortgage brokerage. So okay. I had asked you the question, do you know what that means?
I had no idea.
A lot of people do not.
So you can get, is it Nexa Sam's Club and you can get...
oh my gosh. Yeah. You are pretty spot on. we don't want to say Sam's or Costco though, because we don't know.
Yeah, none of that.
But, so if you break down the words wholesale mortgage broker, or brokerage, which I work for, wholesale being the difference between retail and wholesale. So if you consider those big box stores that have memberships, I have the membership. So I have access to, what makes me a little bit different is I have access to over 150 lenders. So as a broker, that's kind of what the broker part of it, to where we have more choices. And we have the largest amount of lenders to shop with in the entire nation.
Okay.
So it gives our borrowers more choices that they did not know that they had. Oftentimes a individual will come looking for a loan and they don't know they have choices. I was part of that back in the 2006-07 fiasco that happened with the housing, and I bought a lot of houses right about that time. Everything crashed, but I had a lot of loans. I had quite a few, 8, 9, 10 loans, and none of them were ever explained to me. They were never transparent in what they told me. And so the economy did what it did. It wasn't necessarily their fault. However, I did not know anything. And I just said, sign here, and then I signed there. And I think that that's pretty common for most people.
You want this. They say, sign this. You get that. Yay, everybody's happy.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Because if they're not 100% transparent, at the end, you get to the end of the deal, and, well, what's this? What is that? You didn't mention that. Oh, didn't I? You know, not that they're necessarily being dishonest. That's not it. But my goal, because of basically what happened to me, you know, years ago, I lost quite a bit of money in that, those years. My goal is to educate people. Sometimes I'm a little zealous in that because I love numbers and I love mortgages.
Yeah.
So I can get a little crazy. So you have to kind of tone me down a little bit. making me look at the camera.
I know. We for those that are listening, not watching, we got distracted by our camera guy, but we love him very much. He's saying, Sharon, scoot to the left.
Good.
Yeah, okay. But I guess go on and tell us. You know, I saw the 150 packages, definitely having applied for a loan recently myself, looking for a house. I didn't meet you soon enough. I saw that, like, yeah, they really boxed me in on the options I had. And for me, it was like, okay, actually, none of our options fit you. You know, FHA, exactly. You know, so on. None of them are really for you. So tell us more about, you know, what differentiates you from other loan originators.
So personally, I'm a relationship person, as you already know. Mm-hmm. It's not about closing a deal. It's truly about finding the person the right fit for them. You can kind of think of me as like a little bit of a detective. I have to create a puzzle.
Inspector Gadget?
Yes.
Or like Columbo.
Inspector Sharon? I don't know.
Okay,
we can come
good.
Up with something.
Yeah,
Sharona is my nickname. We can use that. Inspector Sharona. So I gather all your information. And oftentimes, borrowers do not fit in that box.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so we have this little box. And I didn't know these things. Mm-hmm. Even when I started this out, I didn't know. We have our little box of the FHA, the VA, the USDA, the conventional mortgages. What if you don't fit in that box?
Mm.
So let's start with the box. Within that box, I can take your scenario and shop for you. Mm-hmm. That's my job. So when people are thinking, oh, I'm going to go shop for the best rate. That's my job.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to shop for the best rate and for the best lender for your situations. There's lots of different situations.
Mm-hmm.
And then with me also, you'll find as you do your loan with me, we become friends. So in general, I want what's best for people anyway, but especially when you're my friend, you will have...
Did you do this just to make friends? You can tell me.
Friends, get out there and networking.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I do get a lot of warm referrals. Most of my clients come from warm referrals, you know, not what you would call cold.
Mm-hmm.
And you would have me from the beginning to the end. So a lot of times in mortgages, people also to understand that they can start with a particular company and you get the first guy.
Mm-hmm.
You get the second guy. You know, the first one takes the application, the second one does this, the third one, fourth. You can go through five or six people by the time you close.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll never talk to this guy again. The one that told you, oh, I can get you this.
Mm.
Cool, I believe you. And then you get on down and maybe he could have got you that day. But when it came time to do the actual loan and lock it, as I think most people understand that term, it was gone.
Mm-hmm.
But they didn't share it with you. So there's some kind of issues from beginning to end where I will navigate it like your general contractor, start to end. There's enough people in a mortgage transaction deal as it is between title, inspection, appraisal, the seller's agent, the borrower's agent. Are you cutting me off here?
No, you got 30 seconds.
30 seconds? Oh my gosh, it's the first question.
Yeah.
So yes, lots of options within all of those lenders. I have multiple things I can shop with. And then we'll talk about outside the box if we don't have time now. Being outside that regular box, people aren't fitting into the box anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So there's other loan types that we can work with, such as like a bank statement loan, a no interest loan, a no ratio loan, a investor loan, which is very cool.
Mm-hmm.
So we have all of those products we can help somebody with those.
Before we go to break, we're going to be back with more with Sharon Stewart with Nexa Mortgage. Tell them how they can get a hold of you, and then we'll talk more when we get out of the break.
Tell them now?
Yeah.
Tell them now. Okay. Sharon, I am at stewartloanteam.com, 520-870-5575.
Say it one more time.
520-870-5575, stewartloanteam.com.
Boom. Well, we'll be back with all that and more. This is the Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I'm Pastor John McClain, here to bring the noise. We'll be right back.
Action Print and Copy is a full-service print and copy shop offering quality products at affordable prices. Everything from black and white copies to large format color signage. Whether you're shopping on the web or in their centrally located shop on the corner of Prince and First Avenue, you'll find they have the best team in town, committed to providing great customer service, ready to help you meet your personal and professional goals. Call 520-829-3075 or go to printapc.com. Action Print and Copy.
If you want to sleep better, lose weight, get your life back, well, this FDA Clear technology will do just that. We guarantee you will lose 2 inches on your first session.
This comprehensive approach to weight loss allowed me to lose 40 pounds in less than 4 months. I feel great.
Call me now to book your first session.
Call us today for your health and weight loss assessment. 520-891-2882. 520-891-2882.
With the help of the Tucson community, Veteran Rescue Mission has been able to help hundreds of local veterans get connected with their benefits and housing. And with your continued help, we can do better. Go to veteranrescuemission.org today to donate or see how you can get involved to make our homeless veteran tiny house village and transition center a reality. Come be part of a solution to ending veteran suicide and homelessness in our community today at veteranrescuemission.org.
This is the Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I'm Pastor John McClain. Usually I'd have Mr. Andreas Ruiz of I Believe in Myself coaching here. He is out in the world. He'll be joining us next week, though. He will be missed nonetheless. But in his stead, in the meantime, I have Miss Sharon Stewart here, my Sharona, with Nexa Mortgage, to talk about the most interesting topic in the whole wide world.
It is to me.
Yeah. So when people, you know, it's kind of a funny one. This came to mind in addition to the question you sent me, when they ask you, okay, what's the rate? You know, they just meet you and they're like, okay, maybe I'll get with you, but what's the best rate I can get? How do you respond to this?
So that is a super trick question that mm-hmm. people really need to delve into and understand. There's so many things that make up a rent and a rate, and so many types of loans that have different rates. Again, we talked about the outside the box. Obviously, if you don't fit in that box, they might be a little bit higher to be over here mm-hmm. with all of these other types of loans for self-employed, investors, whatever. They're a little bit different and don't follow the same guidelines. Mm. And some of them have a little bit higher rates. You have to think of your credit score. It's like a fingerprint. Every borrower has its own personal fingerprint. Mm. Nobody's the same. I don't care if I gave you the same loan as I gave him. They're going to be completely different because of your individual situation. Mm. So some of the things you have to think, obviously the home price makes a difference. Your credit score makes a difference. Mm. The type of loan, FHA conventional, non-QM, the outside the box ones, how long you're going to have it. If you're going to amortize it over 30 years, or perhaps in today's world, an ARM actually makes a lot of sense. Mm-hmm. People used to be real afraid of them. Should not be. It's actually a really great product, and you can lock in for 10 years. Mm. No one keeps a loan that long anyway. So why not take advantage of the lower rate, get qualified for more house? If it's a purchase or refi, how much value you're going to have on the home, your loan to value. When you see these things, that's what that means. How much equity is left in the home? Mm-hmm. If you're going to occupy it as an investment, a secondary, a primary home, and of course your debts, the big one, your debts come into play. You have what's called a debt to income ratio, mm-hmm. how your debts play into what your payment's going to be and what you make on your income. Mm. How long you even want to lock the rate. There's so many choices that people don't understand. We can lock a rate for a shorter period of time or a longer period of time. That's going to affect the rate as well. Mm-hmm. So depending on when your close is. Mortgage insurance, of course, that the word that everybody hates. Mm. And then another little thing I wanted to talk about, if we have time, is the price of the rate. Okay. So a lot of times people think, oh, the rate. It's, you know, they're getting up there now. They're not crazy yet because we're still in a really good rate. It used to be a lot more years ago. So mm-hmm. we're still in a good rate range. But when you talk about the rate, it's more of the price of the rate. So someone can say, oh, I can get you a 4.9. Well, so can I, mm-hmm. but you're gonna pay for it. Mm-hmm. So you're really looking at there's a rate, and then every day as the Fed does their thing, as the economy changes, a lot of things that affect it, it goes up and down. It further goes to us at the mortgage side of it, to where we might tell you something one day and then the next day it's a little different. Now that mm-hmm. doesn't mean I can't get to that rate. It just might be like, okay, we have to put in a couple hundred dollars to stay there. Or another option, and there's options to what's called buy down a rate with discount points, which can be really beneficial mm-hmm. if you're going to have a loan long term. Mm. If you're not going to have a loan long term and you're going to have it just for a short period of time, depending on the type, you can actually, I don't want to call it buy up the rate, but get a higher rate and then get a lender credit, mm-hmm. help with your closing costs. So there's a lot of things, and that's where I come into play, where we can structure loan literally personalized to you mm. and what your comfort level is, what you want to put down, how much you want out of your pocket, what your payment is. Mm-hmm. A lot of times people get really hung up on the term, they want a good rate. It's not about the rate always. It's really not. People need to kind of like look outside that little brain that we think, oh, rate is what's supposed to. It's not. You know, we need to break it down mm-hmm. and see where what would be the best in your situation. Mm. That's kind of my rate speech.
Nice.
There.
I like that rate speech. Thank you for inviting me to your rate TED Talk.
You're welcome. It's a rate Sharon Talk. Nice. Sharona Talk.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So what are some of the other resources that you have helped borrowers with? That's a really difficult word to say.
Well, I got another big one coming up. Yeah. Borrowers. Okay. So I have a couple of things I want to help your whole entire financial picture because this is a big purchase of your life, obviously. Mm-hmm. So I have a couple of referral partnerships. I have one that's a credit agency that we use, and within my own tools, I can do a credit report, a tri-merge, which means all three of your credit reports. Sometimes people are like, oh, my Credit Karma says 750. That's great. But the algorithm within the mortgage world is different. So when you pull a credit rate, or a rate score for your mortgage.
I knew you were going to get it. Yeah, I believe in you.
Tongue tied.
Yeah. When you pull the score.
Thank you. You're going to keep me on track here. Yeah. When you pull the score, it's not always... now I just lost my train of thought again.
Well, we both have ADHD, so
we're
good.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
And then there's got the camera right there, so it's not helping me. Credit partners. I can help you. That's the bottom line. That's the short answer. I have algorithms within my own system where we can run scenarios. What if? What would it look like if we did this, if we did this? It also has another one that says, all right, we're at a 680. We want to get to a 700. And it'll tell us a path to get there. And then in addition to that, I have the credit reporting company myself as well, who will give us a free analysis, help us, you know, here's exactly what you need to do. You can either do it, we'll show you how to do it, or you can hire us to do it. It's your choice. Some do, some it's not expensive. I also have a banking strategist. There's the other big word. Banking strategist for
that
my
is a big
borrowers.
Word. Don't even ask me to say
And what she does, she comes in, and sometimes some borrowers cannot qualify. So she helps them get them into that space where whether it be paying down their debt, building up some assets to get them to qualify. Also, she helps once you have the loan. She has a debt elimination program that helps you pay off the loan in like record time, a third to half.
Nice.
So it's a really nice tool, added value for my borrowers.
Okay. And I have a little kind of off question before we jump out of here and have you tell us our information again. For the average person buying a house, what should they have their credit score at? What would you recommend that they have their credit score at before they start considering home?
That is super, again, super relative.
A really hard one?
That is a hard one.
Yeah. Is there
again, in where I work, we can literally go down to a 500. Do we want to? Maybe not. You know, because everything is relative to pricing. So there's multiple lenders that can go lower.
Well, what's ideal? Like over 700?
Well, that'd be great. Anything over 720 would be fantastic.
Okay.
I will tell you that they go in 20s, 600, 620, 640, 660, and they do not deviate. So if you're at 659 and that limit for that overlay, as you will, with that particular lender says we don't go below this, then there's no... it's always a group of 20s. So if you're looking at your, and that's where, you know, I can help with that credit report. We can see exactly where it's at, try merged with you and your spouse, get an accurate number, and then go, okay, we really want to get at those 11 points to get over that. Even 680 is not a terrible score. It's not fantastic, but it's very doable.
So I need at least that other one for my 739, huh? Or
it would make a difference.
Okay.
It definitely makes a difference.
Well, that's good to know. You earned your price of admission today with that little tip. Thank you.
Awesome.
Well, go ahead and remind our listeners again of, you know, how they can get a hold of you and plug in.
Okay. Sharon Stewart. So you can reach me online at www.stewartloanteam.com.
Okay.
You can also reach me at 520-870-5575. And I have no problem taking calls on the weekends. I might not get right back to you, but I work nights, work weekends, make my own schedule. So that's not a bother to me.
Awesome.
If you need some information, happy to answer questions, happy to even just give advice. If you've already got a loan someplace else, let me look at it for you. Let me dissect those pages where things can possibly be hidden or that you don't understand. And let me explain them too, so that you make sure you're 100% know exactly how they've structured your loan, because there are multiple possibilities there.
You heard it. Give her a call. This is the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. Thank you for coming on, Sharon.
For having me. Appreciate it.
All right. We will be back right after this break with Patrick Lopez with MPG Automotive Services. Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Andres Ruiz, the co-host of Common Good Radio Show and the founder of community building organization I Believe in Myself. And I am offering a free rundown and consultation to the first 10 listeners to sign up for a private or group life coaching consultation at ibelieveinmyself.org. We all need good support to help us to take our life to the next level. So let me help you believe in yourself so that you can pursue your goals and dreams and ultimately find your life's purpose. Go to ibelieveinmyself.org today to sign up and get more information.
North Star Hyperbaric is an alternative treatment center that uses hyperbaric oxygen therapy, HBOT, to deliver the benefits of 100% medical grade oxygen under pressure to injured tissue, enhancing oxygen delivery 7 to 12 times normal. Dr. Carol Hendricks of North Star Hyperbaric is a practicing neurologist who specializes in the use of HBOT and pulsed electromagnetic field therapy to help heal her patients. Go to NorthStarHBOT.com today to schedule a consultation.
GAP Ministries is all about impacting one life because they believe that each and every person matters to God. They strive to build up each child they care for and each individual they serve. That is why we at Veteran Rescue Mission volunteer our time in their kitchen and warehouse every week. And we suggest you do too. Go to GAPmin.com to get involved and donate to this blessed organization today.
Yes, indeedy. Doo-wop. This is the Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission, highlighting the good in our community. And speaking of the good in our community, we have one of our Common Good favorites here in studio with us, with Mr. Patrick Lopez with MPG Automotive Services. Thank you for joining me, brother.
Thanks for having me, John. I always look forward to it.
Yeah. We used to have a good time. Unfortunately, we don't have Andreas in here to really have a party, but we'll try to make up for it.
Yeah, we'll have to arrange something, we're going to have a good time today.
We are. We're going to have to like double the energy, though, to make up for his positive energy.
Let's do it.
Yeah, and actually, usually, definitely, you bring the noise and bring the knowledge, that's for sure, with this show. So I'm always excited to have you on, because it seems like every single time I have you on the show, I somehow learn something new about cars, even though I've driven one most of my life. So
right.
It's very interesting, and I'm definitely excited about what we'll be discussing today, because we are right on the cusp of things starting to get raging hot here in this fair city that we love. That's perfect weather the other, 7-8 months of the year. But yeah, we're going into the rough part. But with temperatures in the 90s, when is the best time to get the vehicle inspected?
Well, I'm glad you mentioned it. I was just checking when our first 100 degree day is going to be, and it looks like it might be next week. It's possibly going to be this Tuesday. So I'm looking forward to it in a sense, because I didn't love Tucson because it's 112 in the summer, but I do love the fact that we get to wear shorts in the winter, right? Uh-huh. So we got to have a give and a take, and the 100 degree days are part of that, nice 1 week spring. Yeah. And
the yin and the yang of Tucson.
Yeah. But it's right now is the time to be getting in. Mm. We try to think of it, okay, what's going to be most convenient for us? And obviously the nice thing about having 11 locations is we can be convenient for pretty much everyone in this town. But personally, I'm getting my car in now. And it's already busy and difficult to get a spot in at many places as the heat starts heating up. But like I said, 11 locations, we always have somebody available to work on your vehicle. Mm-hmm. But people don't think about the fact that school's about to let out, right? And so people are going to be getting their vehicles ready to travel during summer, making auto shops like ours even busier. Mm-hmm. Just in general, as we start heating up, people are going to want to drive their vehicle around, stay in the cool air conditioned of their vehicle. So anytime now in April is great, early part of May, before we start hitting 100 and above, when everybody's going to be in getting their vehicle looked at.
Mm-hmm. And another, reason that kind of comes to mind with why those shops are really hard to get into in the heat is like the car really starts acting up on people when the heat comes out. I know my either have battery issues, it seems like every other year or something.
You're setting me up. This is great.
I'm sorry, I couldn't help it.
No, but you're right. People don't think about it, but batteries, tires, radiators, even your air conditioning, obviously. Batteries, their number one culprit for failure is the fluctuation in temperature.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, absolutely. Tires, same thing. We all notice the first day of winter because our tire pressure all of a sudden drops, right? You see long lines for people trying to check their air pressure. Well, the going from cold into hot on rubber and plastic products is detrimental to their health, right? So we actually live in what's considered a severe climate. Like they say, hot, dry heat like an oven. So we genuinely have the little balance where we get into the 60s and 50s, but then once we get over to 112, that's a 60 degree temperature difference. There are not a lot of places that get temperature drastic changes like that.
Yeah.
And that wears on all those components. You mentioned batteries. That is a huge one for the summer. But obviously things like tires, radiators, and then everybody notices when their air conditioning is not working during summer. So get it in now before you're 112 and you're, hey, I got no AC. I don't know how I'm going to make it from my house to the grocery store, let alone to work every day. So
yeah. And something that I don't think we've ever talked about, but it kind of comes to mind, especially when I had the most recent work done. I think I took my Nissan Versa in to get a new tire, get to oil change and new filters and all that kind of stuff. And I was just like, is there anything you guys don't do? I mean, you guys kind of like from, you know, car head to car toe, you guys kind of cover it all, huh?
Yeah, you know, bumper to bumper really is what we try to do. I've mentioned this. We really want to get to the point where you can just throw me your keys and say, help me out with my vehicle and tell me what it needs. And you and I work together to get that done within your budget, within your means, within what you're looking to get for that vehicle, right? I guess the only thing we don't do at every location is body work. But I'll tell you, some locations, they really help their customers out. If they're having a problem with a bumper that's, you know, that they scuffed up a little bit and they can spray paint it or whatever, help somebody out, then they will. But we're not certified for that. But we do whatever we can to make our customers' lives easy. That's our goal.
And I'm glad we're talking about this because, it's something that I noticed just recently. One, I had transmission work done. And that's a pretty sophisticated thing that I got done by you guys. And then also you guys do glass?
Yep. We have an auto glass, MPG auto glass. Matter of fact, today I just helped somebody. We do free chip repairs for all of our customers. So I happen to share an office with auto glass and I just told them, hey, they're right around the corner. We're going to get your windshield chip repair done. Why don't you hang out in our lobby, enjoy the refreshments? And they were amazed that it's free, but really we do that because why should you pay for a chip repair? You should only be using your insurance when it comes to the replacement. You shouldn't have to worry about a little chip here and there.
Well, that's good to know because I have some chip repairs that need to be done. So.
Yeah, no, me too. It's one of those things where that's why we come to you. We'll go to your place of business. We'll go to wherever you're at and do the chip repair in the parking lot for you because it's never convenient. And we're very apt to look past it and not think about it. But if it's free, then just give us a call and let us get a chance to help you out. So
yeah, awesome. Well, we're going to talk about all that and more after the break. This is a Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. If you have not been to veteranrescuemission.org yet, please check it out. You'll be able to find out all about the radio show, see the past shows, see some past video casts, as well as, most importantly, you'll be able to see the work that we do in connecting unhoused veterans with housing, whether that's through our tiny house village on Ina and Thornydale. Definitely we invite you to take a tour, or that's through our outreach programs where we literally go out into the streets, sleep out there with the unhoused population just to connect with them where they're at, let them know about the services that are available. And just a month ago, we actually even drove 10 people to the different shelters because they didn't know about them. We got them connected. So please go to veteranrescuemission.org, find out more. There's a donate button right there on the homepage. We can use any help we can get. So certainly go there, donate. If you want to volunteer, contact us, and we'll love you to have you join our little army. This is the Common Good Radio Show brought to you by the Veteran Rescue Mission. We'll be back right after this break.
With the help of the Tucson community, Veteran Rescue Mission has been able to help hundreds of local veterans get connected with their benefits and housing. And with your continued help, we can do better. Go to veteranrescuemission.org today to donate or see how you can get involved to make our homeless veteran tiny house village and transition center a reality. Come be part of a solution to ending veteran suicide and homelessness in our community today at veteranrescuemission.org.
The primary teaching mechanism at Tucson International Academy will continue to be in person, in classroom, as this is the best method for most of what your child needs to learn. And what has dramatically contributed to Tucson International Academy's record of 100% of their seniors being accepted for college? Call Tucson International Academy today at 230-3828 or go to TucsonInternationalAcademy.com to provide your child with the greatest possibility of reaching the next level.
The Common Good Radio Show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Have you been struggling lately? Maybe you've had trouble sleeping, difficulty in a relationship, or just suffering from low self-esteem. If so, then today's BetterHelp wants to help you. There's a broad range of expertise in BetterHelp's 20,000 plus therapist network that gives you access to help that may not be available in your area. Special offer to Common Good listeners, get 10% off your first month at BetterHelp.com/Common Good Radio. That's BetterHelp.com/Common Good Radio.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Cool Listenings with Pastor John McClain. Oh, actually, that's the other show I do. This is the Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I'm Pastor John McClain, usually here with Andreas Ruiz of I Believe in Myself Coaching. He's out there trying to save the world like usual today. You'll get him back next week. But in his stead, we have Patrick Lopez with MPG Automotive Services, a buddy of ours. So He's explaining to us the ins and outs of automobiles. We were talking about the lifetime battery during the break, because I am probably one of the many people or many type of people that aggravate him, where I'm coming to him every year saying, man, I have to replace this battery every year. It's so frustrating. And then in response, you say...
I say we have a solution for that.
Yeah.
The introduction to the lifetime part came from situations like that. Mm. Somebody constantly doing an AC kit, somebody constantly doing an alternator, somebody always doing a battery, right? Like I said, we live in a severe service, so things are going to break down more frequently than if you're Midwest, potentially, right? So we came up with this program that for $10 more on top of any service or repair, for most parts, that you can get that guaranteed for life. And really the only catch is you have to maintain the part in the vehicle. It's nothing crazy. It is a little revolutionary in the sense that you're not coming to me pissed off that, hey, I just bought this from you last year. Why is it failing again? Well, it could be climate related. And so why deal with Mother Nature? Why try to fight Mother Nature?
You can't win.
Nope, you can't win. So let's come up with a solution, and we did, that is going to keep you from having to constantly pay for that. So.
Yeah, for sure. And the cost of maintaining a vehicle can add up. You know, how can MPG help save the money over the lifetime of the vehicle ownership? You talked about the lifetime part and the maintenance.
Yeah.
And that's kind of... that's the brunt of it.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, if you think about it, a battery in this climate, you're saying lasts a year for you. On average, it lasts 2 to 3 years, right? There are going to be some people less, some people more. Maybe you're lucky and you've gotten 4 years out of it. But even in climates where we're not severe, they're at most going to be the 4 year mark, the 48 months. And that over the lifetime of you owning that vehicle can add up anywhere between $360 to $480 on average. That's a good chunk of change to spend over you owning your vehicle, right? And that's why we have the lifetime program. Because instead of doing that 3, 4, maybe 5 repairs, getting that battery swapped out, you're only paying for it once. And then for $19.95 every year, you're coming in and getting it reinspected. So that's one of those things that was like a no-brainer for us. And then we just added from there. You know, we've got lifetime tires now. Everybody, depending on how aggressive you drive, is replacing tires between 2 to 3 years. If you're lucky, you'll get the 4 and 5, like I said, on average. But tires are an expensive one, right? Tires can be anywhere from $2,000 to $2,800, sometimes $3,000, depending on what type of vehicle you have, right? Just even on average, some people's been way more than that. But over the life of your vehicle, you just pay for it the one time. You come in, you service the tires. The only difference with tires is they still have the 1995. And again, not every part. If you had 10 parts on it, you don't pay $19.95 for each one of those. You only pay for it once. It's the one inspection. But tires require your alignments and your mount and balance. That's the only difference. And that's because if you don't do that, the tires are going to wear significantly. So
yeah,
protecting the investment. But just going down the list, I mean, we have everything. Radiators, those are something that if a radiator goes out on you in the heat of the summer, you can lose your engine. You can overheat your vehicle, right? That's something that can cost you up to $900 over the life of owning your vehicle. Or you could buy it once, enroll it in the Total Car Care Guaranteed for Life program, and you don't have to worry about it, but, you know, beyond the first time.
That's awesome.
Absolutely.
Well, so beyond the lifetime parts, can you remind the audience what other programs are offered by Total Car Care and MPG that can help people save money?
Yeah, well, there's luckily quite a few out there designed to save people money.
Okay.
Obviously, the lifetime parts are the main one that we do, but the lifetime are the maintenance plans, the oil change plans. We have Start Care, More Care, Extend Care, and Total Care.
Okay.
And they're maintenance plans. We call them maintenance plans, and I said oil change plans because that's what our customers refer to them as. But they all include an oil change. That's how they know
interesting.
Them.
Interesting. Nice.
Right? But really, it's one of those plans that's kind of like a savings plan, okay? Instead of spending the $60, $70 this month and then not spending anything for the remainder of the month, I'm going to spend $10 every month and know that when I'm due for my oil change on my manufacturer-recommended mileage intervals, that it is covered and I don't have to worry about it. Mm-hmm. It's great if you have kids, teenagers that are getting in driving at the very beginning, right? Mm-hmm. They're not really used to maintaining a vehicle. All they know is that, hey, every now and then mom and dad say that they take it to the automotive shop, right? But if you tell them, oh, every 3 months, every 6 months, every X amount of miles, you go into MPG and you hand them this card and they take care of it for you, it's a great experience for them. They think, okay, maintenance is just something I take care of every so often, right? And like I said, there's plans beyond the oil change. We get into plans that have all the fluid flushes in our Extend Care plan. So your transmission fluid, your power steering fluid, obviously the oil change, and there are a few other items covered in that, including the wheel alignment that we take care of as well. So really it's meant to be a comprehensive maintenance plan.
So actually go through, if you will, the different plans and what they include.
Yeah, for sure. So Start Care is our basic introductory plan.
Okay.
Still does quite a lot. For $10 a month starting, depending on how much you drive, you're going to get your oil change based off your mileage. So some vehicles require 3,000, some require all the way up to 7,500 or even 15,000, surprisingly now. They make vehicles that last that long.
That's wild.
Yeah, it is crazy. And so you get your oil change done at those intervals. You're getting your tire rotations, which is important to extend the longevity of the life of your vehicle. And then you're also getting your wiper blades once a year. Something we don't think about until we need them in the middle of the monsoon, right?
Yeah.
So a nice little added benefit.
Nice.
Then we have the next plan, which is More Care, starting at $25 a month.
Okay.
Again, all based off of driving, and that's something easy that we explain to the individual. More Care includes is going to include more hard part services. So everything that was done before, and then it's also going to include alignments, mount balance, and so on.
Okay.
And then the Extend Care is when we start getting into the full take care of the vehicle, right? That is actually our most popular plan. It includes all of the flushes. We call it the Royal Flush.
Nice. that wordplay, beautiful.
Yeah, it's a nice little play on words for poker, right? But we call it the Royal Flush. It takes care of all your fluid exchanges. And that's done, you know, once a year or your manufacturer mileage, recommended mileage intervals. Some vehicles call for it at 15,000. Some call it for it at 30. But again, it's one of those things that you're really maintaining all of the components of your vehicle and minimizing the chance of an expensive breakdown. And so that's why I think people see the value of that one. And then our last one that we have right now is Total Care.
Okay.
And we really mean that it's everything. It includes everything I mentioned before, and it also includes your tires, and it includes your brakes. And at that point, you're really taking care of your vehicle to the nth degree. And then the nice thing is each one of these come with complimentary car wash coupons. So every other oil change, we give you a car wash coupon that you get to take to Mr. Car Wash and take care of your vehicle. And then the plans like Extend Care and Total Care, since they're longer contracts, they include extra benefits like discounted services. So Total Care, for example, includes up to a 15% discount on every service.
Nice.
Yeah, so if you have to go beyond what you're getting already, the tires and so on, you have a major service that comes up, then you're getting an extra additional benefit from the plan. So it's a great program. I think I've told you before, we have Uber drivers, and when they choose a plan, they always go for Total Care because they eat through tires, they eat through brakes. They're on a more aggressive plan, but again, it's a great benefit for them. And when they come in, they just hand us the card. They go take a quick little break from doing their Uber jobs, and then they come back to their vehicle completely maintenance and service for them.
That's amazing. That's cool. And I guess, like, just a quick recap or update on, you know, how we met and, you know, kind of the recap of that program and I guess when the next cohort is for the mechanic training program you guys founded?
Unfortunately, due to some circumstances, we're not going to participate in this one with them. GAP has the new campus, though. And okay. So we're going to work with them to see if we can try to put something on site.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think ultimately that's what we want to do. We want to help support them and let them do what they do best, which is changing people's lives.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to just have a part of that.
Yeah. And I'm guessing, just like you've already done, once they get those people trained, they got a home with
you
guys for sure.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And matter of fact, even though we're not doing the traditional class, there are going to be two individuals that we're gonna have do internships at our locations.
That's nice.
So there'll be one at our Valencia Road location, and then there's probably gonna be one over at our 22nd Street location.
Mm-hmm.
And they're gonna be getting hands-on training, just like the class. But the nice thing about this is it's Tucson Youth sponsored, so they're gonna get paid to actually be there and teach and learn from us. So I'm looking forward to that. I obviously wanted to do the class. I didn't have a teacher like I needed this time. But again, that's the problem of a growing business, that we're happy and thankful to the community that they put us in a situation where I have to, you know, put my business sometimes over that need. But we're not giving up completely. We're going to go back and support GAP in many different ways to help them.
And I think in a lot of ways, I mean, just you guys kind of putting your neck out there, putting some skin in the game and getting it going, that was a huge step.
Yeah.
You know, it was a huge step. And now they're at a point where it's like, okay, we know we got out all the kinks. Mm-hmm. You know, we had our guinea pigs. Yeah. They give PG Automotive Services for being that. And, you know, we can take it from here in a lot of ways. Yeah. So
yeah, we have a fully viable class. So I'm looking forward to them working towards taking it in-house.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're going to be instrumental in helping them wherever they need it to get that done. Cool.
That's amazing. Well, thank you once again, brother, for coming on the show.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
And I guess tell people how they can get a hold of you.
Yes,
or help you guys.
Yeah, you can reach us on through Facebook, MPG Automotive Services, or mpgautomotiveservices.com. Everything's on there. Reach us through any of those, website or Facebook.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, brother.
Thank you.
This is the Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I'm Pastor John McClain, and I will see you next week. You guys take care. Don't forget to wash behind your ears. And pray before you go to bed. It's helpful. All right. God bless.
This car care tip is brought to you by MPG Tire and Auto. Your vehicle's brake pads are the most important part for stopping your vehicle. The average lifespan of your vehicle's brake pads is between 2 to 3 years. Stop by any MPG Tire and Auto location and have your brakes inspected for free today. Replacing your tires can cost nearly $3,000 over the life of your vehicle. Or you buy a set of tires once, roll them into the Total Car Care Guaranteed for Life program, and that's it. Forever. Seriously, buy it once and never purchase it again. Offered exclusively at MPG Tire and Auto. See program rules for details.
With the help of the Tucson community, Veteran Rescue Mission has been able to help hundreds of local veterans get connected with their benefits and housing. And with your continued help, we can do better. Go to veteranrescuemission.org today to donate or see how you can get involved to make our homeless veteran tiny house village and transition center a reality. Come be part of a solution to ending veteran suicide and homelessness in our community today at veteranrescuemission.org.
The Pima County Medical Examiner reported that 2019 drug overdose deaths were higher than any other accidental cause of deaths. So thank you for helping keep opioids and other prescription medications away from children in your home. If you'd like to learn about locking caps or lock boxes to keep your home RX safe, call the Pima County Community Prevention Coalition of PEP, Inc., 520-205-4781, and ask about our free medication lock caps and boxes.